Very interesting study coming out of McGill, looking to lose a few pounds and, more importantly, keep them off. McGill study found a simple formula: change your habits and lose the weight. Dr. Ashok Uman of Cardiogenics is in for Dr. Mitch. Good morning, Dr. Uman.
Good morning, Andrew.
So what is different about this? I mean, obviously, if my habit was eating a bag of chips every day, that would, you don't need to be any kind of a researcher or a brain surgeon to figure that out.
Right. So it seems like everyone's trying to find the best way to lose weight, right, Andrew? And this study looks at group lifestyle programs and what are the important elements for success. So a very interesting study close to home, like you said, out of McGill University, published last month in the journal Obesity, from Dr. Nauper, professor of health psychology, and Dr. Grover, professor of medicine, epidemiology, biostatistics, and their teams. So the context of this study, Andrew, takes us back to the diabetes prevention program trial over 20 years ago now, a landmark study proving that intensive lifestyle modification, so one-on-one diet and exercise coaching, can prevent diabetes in patients at risk and help them to lose weight. So now the original concept was intensive and expensive with a lot of one-on-one coaching sessions. And the reality, Andrew, as we know, is that type of coaching is not accessible to most people. So the same original researchers came up with a group coaching concept, cheaper but less effective in promoting weight loss. So what did the McGill group do? They wanted to see, what if we add a psychological twist, behavioral therapy, tools to the diet and exercise coaching? Would it make a difference? So they studied two groups, both the regular group and the psychology enhanced group were led by PhD students in psychology, also trained in diet and exercise coaching. And interestingly, there were no differences in weight loss in both groups, but both groups lost as much or more when compared to the original 20-year-old study's one-on-one strategy. So the researchers concluded that a key element in any group lifestyle weight loss class is the skills of the coach, of course, especially the cognitive behavioral therapy skills, plus diet and exercise tracking.
Okay, so practically on a daily basis, what would when we talk about changing habits, what does this mean? Like, can you give me an example?
This is the million-dollar question. So last week, Andrew, we touched on, does thinking help us to lose weight? Well, no. But we said that most of weight loss requires a psychological approach. So if we can answer the question, why do you eat when you're not hungry? That's a loaded question, but the answer usually unlocks the secret to weight loss.
Very interesting. Dr. Uman, thank you.
Thank you, Andrew.
That is Dr. Ashok Uman of Cardiogenics, and for Dr. Mitch.